Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's welcome into the program, and apparently he's a foodie as well. He is John Fina. John, what's happening? Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, great pleasure to be on. I guess you guys did your digging. I mean, really, a foodie?
I mean, Food Wars, that what's it, Sonoran hot dogs, whatever that is. Maybe we can elaborate because it is lunchtime around these parts.
Right.
And I am getting a little
bit hungry. Buffalo
there.
Wings?
John Fina.
Well, let me tell you, be afraid. You have a Sonoran hot dog, you won't go back. You know, they take a hot dog and they wrap it in bacon, right? A hot dog needs more fat and more salt. And then it's grilled. And then they put it into a nice soft bun. And then they cover it with just an enormous amount of what you'd basically call Mexican condiments, you know, from guacamole to salsa, sour cream, cheese, and they're borderline addictive and certainly cardiac event inducing.
Well, screw football. Let's talk more about food as it's lunchtime here. Anyway, but John, this Buffalo offense, and you played with Jim Kelly and Andre Reed and Thurman Thomas. You played with Hall of Famers on your way to two Super Bowls, and you played in the playoffs a lot in your early career there with the Bills. But watching this offense here in 2020 and the evolution of Josh Allen, the addition of Stephon Diggs, just from your perspective, does this rival, offensively anyway, some of the teams that you played on with the Bills?
I mean, at first blush, I would say yes. You know, everybody can parse everything down and find a statistic for everything. But I guess when you say the 2020 Buffalo Bills offense, probably, you know, compared to when I played in 92 and 93, when we were really firing on all cylinders, I'd say they edged us out, but not by much. If you parse it down again, we were a better running attack. I think that's just the evolution of the NFL, though. Now, I mean, passing attacks are just fantastically creative and intricate. And I tell you, you know, when I look back on it, I'm happy that I was an offensive lineman. If I were reincarnated today, the last thing I would want to be is a linebacker responsible for coverage or even a slot corner. That just sounds miserable.
Now, hey, John, I'll tell you what, your guys' defense, because I was in San Francisco at the time when you came out, your defense is 100 times better than the defense. I mean, you had Hall of Famers on that defense, you know, but the Buffalo defense at that time, plus in 92, 93, there wasn't a cap yet either, which helped a lot.
Yeah, I think, though, the one thing that held our defense back, and I'm not saying that, you know, we lost two Super Bowls because of them or that we didn't win because of the offense. People always say it's not about scheme, it's about how you play. Well, sometimes you got the right players and the scheme isn't great. And I think you could probably ask every one of our defensive players from those days and say, you know what? We wish we were a little bit more like the Ravens are and attack and blitz and being a little bit more creative instead of being so vanilla.
Now, John, talk about, you know, because you played a lot of playoff games in Buffalo. Talk, because the forecast for Saturday night is 15 to 25 mile an hour winds with, you know, higher wind gusts, an inch of snow, you know, and it's going to be 30 some degrees. So talk about, you know, as a former player, what you guys thought, you know, with those kind of conditions, that like was that like a summer day for you guys and you just loved it because the teams coming in are not used to that?
Well, you know, I think that the weather can be a distraction even for the home team, right? So, I mean, cold is cold is cold. I don't think that your blood is any thicker than mine, that you're in Baltimore and I'm in Tucson, Arizona. But, you know, I think what happens is it's a bit of mission creep. So if you can keep it out of your mind effectively because you've been doing it more than anybody else, and you don't allow for that to creep into your head and cause you to make mistakes, that's the biggest thing. The weather is about making mistakes. If you're focusing on the weather, you're going to make mistakes. The ball's slick, you're going to make mistakes. So I don't see the weather as being an advantage for the Buffalo Bills in this game, especially because it's a Harbaugh coach team. I mean, whether the Ravens are great right now or not, they just have a mentality that they're great. And you know what they say? I mean, fake it till you make it, believe who you are, puff out your chest when you're terrified inside. All those sayings apply. And I just don't see the weather being a big issue for the Ravens.
You know, it's kind of a cool thing, John. You know, when you look at both quarterbacks, I mean, both guys coming out of college were not the most accurate guys in the world. And people said, you know, can they improve their accuracy? You know, and a year ago, Lamar went like from 58 to 69 or 68% was the MVP. You know, and basically Josh Allen did the same thing this year. You know, he's in the MVP talk. Did you think, you know, when Josh Allen, when you first started watching Josh Allen as a Buffalo Bill, that he would get to where he is right now?
You know, I'm an optimist. So I root for players. I root for people until they give me reason not to. I never stand on the necks of other people and think, you know, appreciate their failure. I always look to the accomplishments of my guy. So, you know, you look at Josh Allen, his personal dedication, as Lamar's as well, to getting better is really great. It's great to see in every player. You look for this kind of thing as often as you can because I like to root for people. I don't like to see games with mistakes and turnovers. I like to see hard-fought games with guys, you know, doing the best they can. But with respect to Josh, you know, I was there the day he got drafted or the day after when they arrived, when he and Tremaine Edmonds walked into the building for the first time. And I got a chance to talk to both of them, and they're serious young men. They put their nose to the grindstone, but I think what might have helped Josh even more than anything else was, you know, getting him a cast of characters, offensive line. This receiving core, I don't know, maybe there's one better, maybe two, but you'd have to spend a long time convincing me. So his abilities look a lot better because of the people around him as well.
Hey, John, you being a former O-lineman, what's your evaluation of the Bills' offensive line?
Well, early in the season, they had some injuries, and they did a little bit of a carousel. And it wasn't looking fantastic. It just, there was a lack of cohesion. I think maybe without being in the meeting room, there would look to be some maybe communication errors. But they settled into a front five right now that seems to be working incredibly well as an entire unit. I think the guard play is good. I think the center play is very good communication-wise, physically. I mean, we all get beat. You don't walk onto the field winning every battle. It's just how it goes. The Buffalo Bills offensive tackles are playing very well right now. I think it's going to be a big matchup this week. I think this game, you know, without trying to sound like some sort of a typical anecdote, we need to establish the run and beat the front seven of the Ravens, at least a reliable run when we need it. And the Ravens, of course, need to be our offensive line. But I think that the real rub in this game is what can the Bills do to stop Lamar Jackson? If they can stop him effectively and our secondary can stand behind that and go man-to-man and make sure that Lamar can't get free too often, because you know he will, then the Bills have a very good chance of winning.
John Fina, former Buffalo Bills offensive lineman, played in two Super Bowls, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Outside of Buffalo and Baltimore, which are with you personally and here in the Charm City, is the big game of this divisional weekend. The other games that intrigue you the most, where's a potential upset, John Fina?
Well, I think that the Browns have a chance. I just do because, again, you know, you go back to what has Kansas City done recently. It looks okay. Nothing flash, even though the staff and the players are fantastic. I think that Cleveland has a chance because they believe. Whether they believe in what they have is real or not, they believe. I think there is not a great opportunity for the Rams to upset Green Bay. I give it one chance in five. And the New Orleans-Tampa game is very intriguing. Very intriguing. Tampa Bay, obviously, one of those teams that has a receiver core that I would put up, you know, against the Bills. A little bit bigger guy. But, you know, counting out Tom Brady is a huge mistake. They have things going very well. I still think, though, I don't like that the dome in New Orleans, and I think Tampa Bay doesn't end up playing great. I still think New Orleans edges them there.
Hey, John, how many attempts do you think Josh Allen, is he going to get double-digit rushes again? He had 11 last week, and then do you think that if they rush for 70 yards or less, can they win?
If the Bills rush for 70 or less?
Yeah, yep.
You know, I always say no to that. I just think that you've got to be, you know, right around no turnovers and at near 100 yards rushing and you win. I think those are the keys. Now, if you go no turnovers and you're at 70 yards rushing, you have a fair chance. If Josh Allen's doing all the running, I think that probably does not help. I didn't love the amount of running and designed runs for Josh last week against Indy. Indy played great defense against us. They did everything they wanted to do against the Buffalo Bills, in my opinion. Kept them off the field, number one. And then number two, they just limited, you know, Josh's – he had a great game by the numbers, but, you know, they stiffened up when it was right. The only problem that Indy brought was they couldn't beat the Buffalo Bills in the red zone. I really think we need to get – Singletary the ball when it matters, meaning he's got to have 5 to 6 yards per carry, and then of course Yeldon needs to be a great part of that game, and I do have the Buffalo Bills winning. I see the line is -3 for the Bills, but you know, I think it'll be a 7-point game.
John Fina, former Buffalo Bill, played on two AFC championship games. That means he played in two Super Bowls. John, we appreciate your time. Thanks for the insight. Thanks for the opinion. Hope your prediction is wrong, obviously, here locally for our radio purposes. You be well. You and the family stay healthy, and hopefully we can talk to you down the road sometime.
Hey, Vinny Haney, anytime, never more to your Ravens and those Blackbirds. Go Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills Mafia, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.